Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome to 5 O'Clock Fire.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 O'Clock Fire.
Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott is in. T-Mills behind the glass on the ones and twos. H-Town, we appreciate you plugging in to The Drive on Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. I think the breaking news of the day is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is reportedly planning to make the trip to Pittsburgh next week, sign a contract, and participate in the mandatory minicamp, and that is per Jerry Dolak, I believe is how you say it, covers the Pittsburgh Steelers, and obviously after he reported it, Adam Schefter jumped on it, and the NFL has reported it. It is not official yet because I don't believe there's been a contract signed, but word on the street is Aaron Rodgers has let Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers know that he plans to sign a contract and that he will be in Pittsburgh at the mandatory minicamp next week. Now, look, B. Scott, this Aaron Rodgers thing, if you want to call it that, a lot of people call it drama and Aaron Rodgers is holding them hostage, yada, 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 whatever. Right? To me, this has been more of a Aaron Rodgers knew that if he signed a contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers, let's call it a month ago, and then was not going to be at OTAs, was not going to be there working out, was going to be taking care of whatever personal issues he has going on, that was going to be a distraction. That was going to be used against him in the media. That was going to be talked about. And so he just chose not to sign. Now, it was talked about anyway. Because, as I said, he was holding them hostage. What the hell is Mike Tomlin doing? What's the organization doing? The Steelers are better than this. Yada, yada, yada. But all of that appears to be coming to a head and an end, if you will. And it looks like Aaron Rodgers at this point, this is not just smoke and mirrors. It appears Aaron Rodgers is definitely headed to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Adam Schefter's his tweet, his exact words, Aaron Rodgers plans to fly to Pittsburgh this week and participate in the Steelers' mandatory minicamp next week. So he's headed there now, headed there this week, and the minicamp is next week. Again, I've seen reports, don't know how real they are, but it's going to be reportedly a one-year deal that Aaron signs with the Pittsburgh Steelers, which only makes sense, right? Obviously, how old is he? 41?
Yeah, 40, yeah, he's on the other side of 40 now. Yeah. So literally everything is a one-year deal.
Everything's going to be super short, one-year deal with Aaron Rodgers. So I imagine that report is accurate. But B. Scott, just your thoughts initially, Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not that this is the first time you've ever thought about it, but it's the first time that I think we have something we can sink our teeth into and you know, the fact that it looks like it's legitimately going to happen.
Yeah, and as you were talking about that, I got something up on sportsradio610.com. If y'all want to go check it out, it's from our sister station out there in Pittsburgh. And of course, they are all over this, as we would be if something like this was happening for the Texans. But in terms of what it means, the first thing that I think about is just the new look Steelers offense. You know, like last year, it was some combination of Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and George Pickens was their top wide receiver. You take George Pickens and send him out to the Cowboys, and before that even, they had brought in DK Metcalf, traded for him from the Seattle Seahawks, and now you've got Aaron Rodgers, and so I'm just trying to envision how long is it going to take for that connection to cultivate, if you will, for it to reveal itself of Aaron Rodgers, maybe the all-time great in the back shoulder throw with DK Metcalf, who is just the athletic body prototype of the type of player that would be able to catch that back shoulder throw, right? This super athletic guy that can jump up and go get it, huge catch radius, again, just a monster of an athlete, and not necessarily the greatest of route runner, but I don't think you got to necessarily be that for the back shoulder throw. You just got to be on the same page as the quarterback. Y'all got to see it through the same, right?
Yeah.
So if they can figure that part out, I think that's going to be a kind of a fascinating connection. And then you kind of laid out what they got going overall offensively. Really good running back, really good tight end, really good offensive line that's coming into its own. Arthur Smith, an experienced offensive coordinator now over the last several years. And so, look, man, I think this is something that really kind of changes the landscape of the AFC now that Aaron Rodgers is officially with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they are a team that's not just mediocre or scrappy or pretty good. I feel like, you know, if this works out, it's a team that you absolutely got to take seriously now.
Yeah, look, it's interesting, man. I think there's a couple of layers here with the Aaron Rodgers situation, and I'm going to disagree with a lot of folks out there. I'll be shocked if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the word coming out of there is Aaron wants player so-and-so to be signed, and Aaron wants to run his offense, and Aaron wants more control. Aaron is who Aaron is. Look, I don't think that people are completely off when you talk about the, what you call it earlier, self-importance and the arrogance. And I mean, look.
He's different.
He's a rich California kid, man, and that's done things that 99.9999% of people have never done. And he's got four MVPs and one Super Bowl, right? So there is definitely a level of that going on. But I don't think he's a dummy. I think he's playing at 41. He wants to win. He wants to play at a high level. And do I think that he went into New York with maybe a certain approach, especially once he got there and realized how dysfunctional it was? Sure, it was. And clearly it didn't work. And were people right to criticize it and pick it apart? Sure, that's fine. But I will be shocked if Aaron Rodgers didn't learn from that scenario. It's probably why he's picking or is willing to go to that's Pittsburgh it. Is that's because exactly it's it. A stable organization with a head coach that's running stuff. And if you look at the move that you were just talked about, right? The Pittsburgh Steelers got him a quarterback, and they got him a freak of nature at wide receiver that, for all intents and purposes, is a team guy and works his ass off. And they shipped out a guy that, you sure, has a high ceiling and has some potential, but was a guy that would self-admittedly after a game say, oh, I didn't want to get hurt. That's why I wasn't blocking for a running back. So you shipped out a head case, a guy that had been a problem since he got there. You brought in an absolute freak that's proven to play at an extremely high level in DK Metcalf, and you got you a quarterback. Pittsburgh has made big moves, and now we'll see if it makes sense on the football field, but they've made big moves that should allow them to make big strides. They got a top defense. Now they got a quarterback that if Aaron Rodgers can just play at a consistent level, then they play at an MVP level, then they throw 50 touchdowns and four interceptions or whatever the crazy box score or stat line was a few years back when he won that MVP. That's not what I expect out of Aaron Rodgers. Play a veteran brand of football with a good defense, a sound organization, a good wide receiver, what should be a good run game, and I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be a problem, and I think Aaron Rodgers is a perfect fit there. But I think the big picture for me is I will be shocked if Aaron Rodgers doesn't approach the Steelers a little bit differently than he approached that New York Jets situation.
Yeah, well, to the earlier point you were just making there of – hey, the reason why, you have to think part of the reason why he's doing this is specifically with the Steelers is because it's the opposite situation that he just came from.
Yep.
And you got to feel like, and all of us, through life go through this where an experience, a very particular experience, informs the next decision that you make, right? Whether that's a positive or a negative experience, you're like, okay, this is what I learned the last time that I did this. So now, you know how we always do this when we get older. If I knew then what I know now,
that's right.
Like, how many things would you do differently 15, 20 years ago if you knew then what you know now? Well, you can apply it, obviously, in a much smaller timeline to this. What would he do differently 2 years ago if he knew then what he knows now? Okay, well, let's apply that to this process. Yeah. And with the Steelers, you know what? I'm not going to go to a franchise where they need me to be the savior, not just from a quarterback standpoint, but as like the brains of the operation, because they don't have none. The Steelers, at the very least, got that. The only thing that they don't have is the one thing that you are. You don't have to come in and be the quasi-GM, the quasi-offensive coordinator, and like the, you know, the puppet master, if you will. They got enough of that already going on. You can just come in and be the quarterback that you are and thrive from there.
Not only do you not have to, they're not going to allow you. I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith are going to try to find some middle ground between what Aaron does well and what Arthur Smith already does, what DK Metcalf does well. I I'll be shocked if what he's been through and the fact that he's as old as he is, if he's going to try to go in there and be anything other than, hey, man, I can play this position at a high level. Let's go win some ball games. It'll shock me if it's not that. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh looks to be a real deal. According to the reports, he's traveling there this week, will sign a contract, and will participate in the mandatory minicamp next week in Pittsburgh.
The sense of humor that the universe has.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the NBA Finals, game one tonight, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. Styles make fights, y'all. This is not about superstars, even though the MVP and an emerging superstar in Halliburton is on one side, and that MVP is SGA. This is a Styles makes fights. These are both team basketball, a team approach basketball right here, and I'm as excited about watching this series as I've been in a long time. I'm a team guy. I'm more into the Styles make fights, B Scott. But I tell you what, let's do this. We hadn't seen any action to necessarily report on yet, and we're gonna get to B Scott's breakdown of the NBA Finals here in this last hour of the show. I don't want to hit that yet, but I would like to go around the horn here and let's make some predictions real quick and some picks. Let's do that. Who are you riding with? Which team are you riding with, Thunder or Pacers?
I've been saying, man, my heart is with the Pacers, but my head is with the Oklahoma City Thunder. So if you're going to ask me who am I picking and not straddling the fence, it's going to be the Oklahoma City Thunder in six. I got them winning this game one, and I got them winning it in six, even though I got a lot of respect and admiration for what the Indiana Pacers got going on. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but that's where I'm at.
Tyler, what about you, bub?
For tonight or for, like, the series?
No, the series.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm going Thunder. I think the Pacers make it a little interesting. I think it's going to be an exciting series, and it goes six or seven. But I think the Thunder and the MVP get to get
I'm with you. Look, I think it's an absolute dogfight. I think it goes seven. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder end up winning. But what a matchup this is. I gotta pick the Thunder. I gotta pick SGA, and I really like the both teams, man. But I gotta go with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Again, we got B Scott's breakdown of the finals coming up in this last hour, so stay plugged in.
5 o'clock fire.
I haven't seen all the details of this report yet, but what is surfacing is an opponent here in the division with the Houston Texans is having some quarterback problems, some quarterback issues. Anthony Richardson, quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, it looks like there's a shoulder injury that's holding him out of practice. Per Shane Steichen, who's the offensive coordinator head coach, QB Anthony Richardson is dealing with a shoulder injury and will not participate in minicamp next week. Again, it's one thing to have soreness, it's one thing to have an injury, be dealing with an injury, but when you're a week ahead of time announcing that this quarterback is not going to participate in next week's minicamp, to any degree, that alarm bells are probably ringing in Indianapolis, even though they did make plans to have a quarterback competition. Daniel Jones, the quarterback that was with the Giants, The owner of the Giants actually apologized for not giving him a chance to play the position well at one point in his stint in New York. He is in Indy. I don't know if he scares anybody, But unfortunately, man, Anthony Richardson is a guy that just can't seem to get away from this injury bug that's plagued him since he got to the NFL.
Yeah, man, for all of the conversation that we've had over the past week about C.J. Stroud and his shoulder issue, man, I just look at this and think, man, it could be so much worse. Whether you think that what we've been talking about over the last week is a big deal or not, I bet you them Colts fans feel like this is a big deal. And that's because not only does Anthony Richardson have this shoulder injury that's going to keep him out of mini camp, but now, like, this is their situation. Their young quarterback just doesn't seem to be able to get past the injury bug constantly. That was an issue and a question mark about him coming into the league. It remains a question mark now going into year three with him, on top of the performance issues, which leads you to the fact now, if they're, for Colts fans, Daniel Jones is their quarterback now. Like, that's their quarterback. I don't know exactly what the path is for Anthony Richardson to getting back to the guy that they invested the number four overall pick in and it was going to be their future. I've got no idea what their plan is going to be for him past, let's say, this year, or even his fifth year option and making all those kind of decisions. I don't know what they're going to do with Anthony Richardson. It's a conundrum, probably even leaning toward not bringing him back or not keeping him. So their quarterback is Daniel Jones now, and so you could be in a lot worse of a situation if you're a fan. So
yeah, look, this is a two-way street, right? I mean, I hate to see. Look, I don't mind guys that are hyped up or guys that I even like, you know, get to the league, and hey, man, you're just not good enough in one capacity or the other to play in the league. What really sucks and it's tough to watch is when you get a guy that. Sure, he was going to need to develop in a pretty significant way, but he's obviously uber talented, and for all we know is just he can't stay healthy and play long enough to develop and learn, live and learn on the field in the moment. And I hate to see guys with that kind of talent, that kind of ability, just not ever because of injury, not ever get the opportunity to make it make sense. So I hate that for him. But on the other side of it, with Daniel Jones. You like to see guys get second chances, and I for one think that anytime an owner comes out and says, "Hey man, we're not giving this guy a chance to play the quarterback position at a high level," that's all you need to hear about his time in New York. I mean, he had no chance, right? And he still made he made the playoffs one year.
Yeah.
So I'm anxious. I'm fascinated with the Daniel Jones situation going from New York to Indy. In Indy with a different offensive coordinator that was really good in Philly before he got to Indy. Hell, he's been good with what's my man's name? The hippie quarterback that he was good with. Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
He's really good with him. Can Daniel Jones find a place in Indianapolis? That's a fascinating storyline. And now I hope it's not too good of a place. He doesn't get too comfortable because they're in our division with the Texans. But I am fascinated to watch that unfold.
I don't feel like Anthony Richardson is going to ever live down to checking himself out the game against the Texans. I think that has stained him. And then if he continues to have injury issues on top of that, I just don't think he's going to ever be able to live it down.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one to live down. I agree. Because all football players, all both sides of the ball to any degree, boy, just can't respect that. There's no doubt about it. All right, I went on Payne and Pendergast this morning, boys, and I just shared my thoughts about C.J. Stroud and the injury of him and the fact that he's not throwing at OTAs. And it became very apparent with Seth Payne's reaction that I probably need to explain myself a bit. I'm not changing my stance, but I probably need to explain myself a bit on the C.J. Stroud front. I'll give you those thoughts as well as clear up any misunderstanding.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Of where my concern level is with C.J. Stroud not throwing at OTAs. I hope I didn't ruin Seth's morning, but hope he, if I did, I hope he's listening this afternoon and put a smile on his face. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Tyler Milner just texted me and said, "What's up, cracker?"
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott is in. Real quick reminder, tomorrow is our 10th stop on the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, y'all. It's a little Football Friday, a little Freaky Friday, and we're going to be stopping at Christian's Tailgate up in the Energy Corridor, location 1010 Highway 6. Again, that's Christian's Tailgate, Energy Corridor, location 1010 Highway 6. We got prizes, drawings, giveaways. We got $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. You can also register to win the big giveaway. The name slipped my dang mind. I should probably know that. But Academy Sports and Outdoors is giving away a $500 gift card along with Bud Light, Budweiser, beer for a year. That is something you register for there on location. There'll be QR codes around the place, and you can register for that as well. We're talking about bull crawfish, y'all. They'll be bulling them bugs, and there'll be a full bar of adult beverages. Plenty of food and drinks for all the kiddos. It's a kid-friendly location. And of course, you get a nice little dose of The Drive right here on Sports Radio 60. And that is tomorrow, y'all, the 10th stop of the Crawfish Circuit. Be there, baby. Come hang out with us.
Hey, man, look, my Fridays are usually stacked, Clint, but that's a good sale right there. And I got a little bit of wiggle room, man. I'm going to have a hard time not joining y'all tomorrow, man.
Don't be afraid to slide on through there, man. Don't be. We'd love to have you. Jump on the show a little bit with us. We'd enjoy having you, man.
I'm going to consider it, man. I got a lot going on Fridays, but I'm going to consider it, man. I like the sound of it.
Well, you know you're always welcome. Hell, you part of the fam. You know you're always welcome. Ain't even got to ask. This morning, speaking of the family, I went on with Seth and Sean this morning, boys, and it was great. I miss you know, getting to work with Sean in the off season. During the regular season, we do the official Texans postgame show.
Yep.
So I get my fix there, work with him once a week. But those guys are so damn good at what they do in the morning, man. It was fun to go on with them.
Pendergast and Payne.
Yep, those guys right there. It don't matter what order you put them in, Nick. But we had a good conversation that the first half of it was about CJ Stroud because it's the A story here in Houston. It's one of the A stories all around NFL circles. And I was just blunt and honest with my opinion of what's going on. Which we've given the Drive listeners many a time. I just, you know, the general soreness thing is silly as hell. You know, quarterbacks, especially ones that are wired the way that CJ Stroud is wired, you know, general soreness don't keep you from throwing a football for 10 or more days. You don't miss those kind of reps, that kind of action. There had to be something going on with CJ Stroud's schedule and his shoulder, and so. We got a little bit of a peek behind that curtain with D'Amico Ryans, at least acknowledging that there's a little bit of an issue there that he's dealing with, and they're load managing him and not rushing him back. But I just told Seth and him, like, I've thrown a million footballs in my time. Nobody outworked and outthrew me in the offseason, and sure, my arm got sore, but if it got sore, I just said, hey guys, let's not throw today. Let's take a little day off and get some ice and get some treatment, and we kept that thing moving. And they asked me my level of concern. I said, look, I mean, relatively speaking, I'm very concerned, right? Am I concerned about, you know, him missing the season? No. But we're talking about the face of the organization, hopefully for the next 10 years, hopefully World Series, I mean, Super Bowls and AFC championships and constant consistent playoff runs. And we're talking about that man's right arm, right elbow, right hand, right wrist. Then I'm going to be concerned. And like we talked about a little earlier, I know how important. I'm not concerned about C.J. Stroud missing training camp. I'm not concerned about C.J. Stroud missing time during a regular season. I'm simply aware of how important getting the necessary work is in the offseason for quarterbacks, all quarterbacks, much less young quarterbacks, with new offensive coordinators, with a new center, with new terminology, with a new slot receiver that's going to be your security blanket, along with two rookie receivers that are going to be expected to produce. Like, I simply know how important that work is. So I'm less concerned or worried about C.J. Stroud's shoulder, and I'm more worried and concerned about him missing these reps this time of year. And I'm more concerned about the fact that we know it's 10 to 12, 10 to 14 days, but really how long has it been? If I told you, and I don't know this. If I told you, hey man, CJ Stroud missed a month to 6 weeks of the 2025 offseason leading up to training camp. Well, I mean, that's a reason to be like, well, damn, that was, wonder how far that set us back. So that's all. That's where I'm at. I feel like there was a need, B. Scott, to clear the air. I think I ruined Seth's morning. Seth said he was depressed after our conversation. I want to be clear. I am a big believer in this time is extremely valuable as it relates to performing at your highest level, at or above your ceiling in the regular season. And that's the part I'm worried about, not necessarily C.J. Stroud not being ready for training camp or not being ready for the season.
Yeah, so I got to listen to you and take what you say in stride because you do have the real-life experience of what these type of reps and these type of workouts actually mean in the long term or how they affect you when the rubber meets the road or when the games actually start to matter. And so you understand that in a unique kind of way. I will say that I'm probably, and since I don't, I'm probably less concerned than you are, but to the degree that I am concerned, I'm probably more concerned about more things than you are because I'm concerned about all of it. Now, I'm not super like my degree of concern is fairly low because I don't have enough answers to my questions to be more concerned than I actually am. But again, to the degree that I am, I'm concerned about right now because of the things that you're talking about. Apparently these reps matter. Who'd have thunk it that practice matters? But apparently these reps matter according to conventional wisdom and then according to what Clint Sterner is telling us right here on the air. But then also, like, not knowing, again, we talked about this, Clint, not knowing the timeline, either past, present, or future.
Yeah.
And what do I mean by that? We don't know how long this has been going on. We don't know exactly what it is that's going on. Is it a sprain? What is this exactly? To get general soreness is not, does not feel like an official medical diagnosis. Not that I'm a medical guy, but it's intentionally vague, so to speak, right? And then we don't have an exact and clear timeline of when this is supposed to be over. When exactly is he supposed to be throwing? So without knowing how bad is it, when did it start, how long is it going to last,
yeah,
then I got way more questions than answers. And to the degree that I am concerned, I'm concerned about everything. Not overly concerned, but I think a healthy amount of concerned about it all and what it all means.
Well, look, I think a discussion about C.J. Stroud's shoulder, elbow, wrist, hand, pec, whatever the hell it is, at this time, June 5th, when training camp cranks up, let's call it August, so you're a month and a half, almost 2 months out, I think that is equivalent to worrying about Yordan Alvarez's hand 2 months out of playoff baseball.
Yeah.
Right? We're further than that out. Hell, it's almost so. So, I mean, it's one of those deals where Yordan's hand and swinging a bat is very similar to C.J. Stroud's arm and throwing a football. Like, these are some of the most important players in pro sports in Houston, some of the most important players in their respective sport, and it's literally parts of their moneymaker being broken, to a certain degree. So, yeah, anyway, that's just, I wanted to clear that up. I hope Seth's having a better afternoon than he had morning with
you know
me.
Seth is a roller coaster man.
Yeah, it was kind of, I don't ever want to be the one that, I don't ever want to be the part of the downhill roller coaster. I want to be the loop-de-loop and the side-to-side kind of deal. I just hope Seth's doing it. Seth's one of them guys, damn sure don't want to depress him. So I want to stay on that good side. But that's where we sit on the C.J. Stroud thing right now. We got mandatory minicamp coming up next week. So we will keep you locked in. Stay locked and loaded on Sports Radio 16, and we will keep you updated on whether C.J. Stroud is throwing and what does that look like. All right, we got the NBA Finals starting tonight. B. Scott, every damn night's watching NBA action, y'all. B. Scott's NBA Finals breakdown is next right here, along with Tyler's best bets. Boy, he's got to pick this thing up. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley's out. Brandon Scott is in. And we got an NBA Finals series starting tonight, y'all. The Indiana Pacers at the Oklahoma City Thunder. One of them styles make fights types of matchups, man. I, for one, am a big fan of this. I know you got the MVP on one end. In SGA, and I know you've got a budding superstar in Halliburton on the other end.
Could y'all tell I came in the finals mood with my gear on today? I got on my Rockets 30-year anniversary gear, man.
I didn't pick up and put down what you were. I know I saw when that fella brought you that hat. He brought it to our live broadcast.
Yeah.
Last
so
week.
And shout out to Daryl the Mayor of Hiram Clark for getting me the Hiram Clark hat. I hadn't gotten a chance to say that on the air yet, so I appreciate that. I hate that I wasn't there to speak in person, but I appreciate it. Of course, with the whole B. Scott from Hiram Clark mantra and me being from there, that's the reason why he got me this hat. So shout out to him. But it goes perfectly with my 30-year anniversary Rockets gear. So I know the Rockets not in the finals, but in the spirit of the finals, in the spirit of it
here
being 30 years since they won back-to-back, let's go out there and get it, man.
I love it. I love it, man. But, you know, very rarely do you see – like, custom hats are hard for me to jive with a lot of times.
Yeah.
I mean, very rarely do you find one that's like, yeah, that's it. I saw would you say he's the mayor?
Yeah. So that's his nickname.
That's his nickname?
We're not that quite of a municipality out there in Hiram Clark to have our own official mayor.
Yeah.
But just like I've taken on B. Scott from Hiram Clark as my personal mantra, Daryl calls himself the mayor of Hiram Clark.
When Daryl brought that hat in, I was like, man, that thing's clean. I knew immediately what it was and who it was for.
Yeah.
I was a distance away. I couldn't hear what he was saying, but I knew what was going on. I was like, yeah, that's clean right there. That's clean. Yeah. And then you pair it with the Rockets NBA Finals gear. I see you doing what you do. Well look, let's talk about these NBA Finals, B. Scott. Nobody watches NBA and covers NBA closer than you and maybe Ron Hughley. And we got the finals cranking up, man. I think the right thing to do with you in the building, for the last time this week, is to allow you to break down these finals. Again, you got the game one of the NBA finals tonight. The Indiana Pacers are at the Oklahoma City Thunder. And take it over, man. The floor is yours, my brother.
Yeah, so when you talk about styles make fights, what are we talking about exactly, right? We're talking about a generational type of defense and what Oklahoma City's got going on. And people don't, like, if you think I'm just using words here, like, you can go look up the numbers, and by any metric, they are one of the better defenses that you'll find in all of NBA history, okay? On top of that, of course, they got the MVP in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who I don't think I can stress enough, has had an MJ-like shooting guard season. I'm just talking about the singular season. I ain't saying he's an ex-MJ or that he's better than whoever your GOAT is, let him remain your GOAT. I'm not saying SGA is gonna reach that. But if you take this individual 2024-2025 campaign, it will stack up there with some of the great seasons that the greatest of all time ever had. So that's the style of winning. They got the MVP that controls their offense, but they got enough supporting cast to kind of go with that. But it goes with their historically great defense. Now, the Pacers buck all the trends. The way the game is supposed to slow down, the way you're not really supposed to be shooting as many threes, or certainly not supposed to shoot the three better in the playoffs than you did in the postseason, they have done that. So, and of course, I like to call them the walk 'em down Pacers, because they constantly are coming back, are coming from behind and finding themselves in these impossible situations and still not being out of it. So something's got to give. You got a front runner, and you got a team. You got a front runner in Oklahoma City, and then you got a team that has walked down every front runner that they faced in front of them, whether it be the Cleveland Cavaliers, whether it be the Boston Celtics, or I should say whether it be the Boston Celtics, or whether it be obviously in this case against the New York Knicks, they have been able to make this thing happen. So, yeah, man, it is a styles make fights type of situation for the Pacers, and I think something has got to give. Now, I'm picking Oklahoma City, but I think a key part of this is going to be, does Tyrese Halliburton become, does he remain the guy that he's been throughout these playoffs, or is he closer to the guy that he's been in the other times when they've played Oklahoma City, when he's been a lot more passive and a lot less effective,
yeah,
right? He has not been a superstar quality player against Oklahoma City. It's one of the teams that he struggled with the most. And when you look at Lu Dort, Cason Wallace, Jalen Williams, and of course Alex Caruso, who I identified as my X factor for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Bald Mamba.
That's no less than four guys that can give them fits. And I don't think that the Indiana Pacers, for as amazing as they've been in this run, have seen a defense quite like this, because we ain't seen too many quite like this, period.
All right, let's do this. We all agree.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree that at least everybody in this building, me or in this studio, me, you, and Tyler Milner, we're all picking the Oklahoma City Thunder. So let's circle back to, you just gave yours away, but let's circle back to it. Just the X factor players in this particular game, which I think we're all going to end up going with Oklahoma City Thunder players, since that's who we have winning it, the X factor. But nonetheless, who is that player with the Oklahoma City Thunder that you're picking?
Yeah, I got to think that it's Alex Caruso. And the cool thing about both of the teams is that they're so deep. I mean, I don't know if there are too many wrong answers. They got a bunch of different guys that could potentially be an X factor. But if you're not going to straddle the fence, you're just going to pick a guy. For me, it's going to be Texas A&M Aggies own Alex Caruso. Or should I call him? The bald mamba. Now, I'll point out that Kobe was bald there at the end, too. So the black mamba himself was also bald. But I ain't going to kill the vision.
But the bald mamba, my friend, was bald freshman year upon arrival to Texas A&M.
Yeah, dog. He really,
not kidding.
He really bald. Like, he got bald man energy.
I'm glad he shaved it, man. It was
rough. That's about the only spot he got cheated at birth.
Yeah, I was going to say. But everything else, I would never forget when he was still with the Lakers. I saw Alex Caruso in person, and I was like, man, that dude is gigantic. He's yoked. He's 6'6 and yoked. Like, he kind of looks like a schmuck because he's bald. This bald white guy running around there, and he doesn't look big by NBA standards.
Right.
And then you see him in person, you're like, that sun gun would crush me.
That's a big dude.
He would stomp on me if he wanted to.
Funny, right? The bald guy, it don't matter if he's white, black, he's made of it. The bald guy that doesn't necessarily always shave.
Yeah.
Just kind of leaves the stubble from time to time.
Or leaves the cul-de-sac up there.
Yeah, man, that's a tough look.
He left that cul-de-sac way too deep.
He don't give a rip.
That's a tough look. You're going with Caruso.
Yeah, Alex Caruso for me, man.
I'm going with Jalen Williams, man. I mean, Jalen Williams is, I think I saw where he's averaging 22 points. I don't know if that was a playoffs or regular season, but he's averaging 22 points. He's got to do that or better in at least four of these games, or Oklahoma City's going to have a hard time winning. I think SGA, to your point, I mean, hell, every time you look at his over-under in points, it's 30, 31, 32. And so he's obviously going to get his, but I think it's going to take more than SGA, the MVP. I think it's going to take more than him just scoring a boatload of points. Somebody else is going to have to contribute in a big way scoring points. I think Chet Holmgren could be a big part of that, but I got to go with Jalen Williams right now. And we're talking, I mean, he's got to give you 22-plus in four of these seven games for them to win it.
Yeah, I think Jalen Williams is a fine pick. I think Chet Holmgren would make a fascinating pick. I think Isaiah Hardenstein and being able to
Afro-German,
absolutely, being able to match up with Miles Turner and some of what they got. I think on the other end, guys like Nembhard and Nesmith, these guys that have kind of played above their level, can they continue to do that? Because that will make it a lot more interesting for Indiana. Again, we're of course picking Oklahoma City, but if you're trying to imagine a way for Indiana to do it, those guys got to continue to play up to the level that they have. Of course, Pascal Siakam. They got a number of guys who have shot the three markedly better in the postseason than they did during the regular season. Pascal Siakam is one of them. I want to say Nesmith is another one of them. Is that going to continue against the Oklahoma City Thunder that has been really good at defending the three? Now, the NBA community debates on whether it's a defensive quality thing or a matter of luck in defending the three. But the Thunder appear to have a little bit of both when it comes to that. So I'll be interested to see how these different styles make the fight.
Looking forward to catching that NBA Finals Game 1 tonight. You got Texas Tech in the Women's Softball College World Series Finals as well. That goes up. First pitch at 7 o'clock. The Astros, Tyler, did you say they're under a weather delay right now?
Yes. Attention to all you Astros fans. They are under a weather delay up there in Pittsburgh at PNC Park right now. So not going to be starting on time for the Stros this afternoon.
A lot of live sports action going on. And Tyler,
get a roof, PNC. Come on now.
Yeah, right. Tyler needs to get hot. This may be the worst week that he's ever had so far
to date.
He needs to get hot. Tyler, what you got on these best bets, my man?
It's the worst week we have had, people. I apologize to you. This is just disgusting. It's unacceptable. So we got to switch things up. Screw these baseball bets. I got five NBA Finals bets for you for Game 1 tonight. Here they are very quickly. I'll list them off. First, Thunder are going to win this game tonight, but I'll tell you this, the Pacers ain't going to lose by more than 10. I got the Pacers plus 10 at minus 105 in Game 1. I'm on the under in this game. Pacers at Thunder under 230 tonight in Game 1. And then three player props for you. We've talked a lot about this guy, the pride and joy of College Station, Texas, the Black Mamba.
Wait,
Alex.
He's not the black
guy. You made him black?
He is far from black.
You made him black?
But I see where
Kobe, that's my bad, bro.
You gave him a lot of credit.
You were on a roll, man.
I was. God, it's just not been my day.
Well, we'll forgive you, man. Everybody, you can't show up and have your A game every day, man.
Caruso over 8.5 points. He bit me in the ass on that bet last time I bet it. Hoping he gets me right this time. Chet Holmgren, the stick figure that plays for the Thunder, under 9.5 rebounds in this game. I've made a lot of money on under rebounds with Chet this season. Lastly, a Pacer, Tyrese Halliburton, over for points for him tonight, and that is set at 17.5. Those are your five finals best bets, boys.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Chet bet. Like,
hits every time, bro.
Chet is tall man, not big man. And look, he every now and then will provide you a little bit of rim protection, a little bit of rebounding, but he's just not here for that. He's here to shoot threes and be a perimeter 7-footer, and he's really good at that. But if the number is under 9.5 rebounds, you said, was that the number?
Yes.
Yeah, I would.
And the odds are a little high, but this bet is a lock.
Yeah, I like it. I do like it. I'm not going to ride it tonight. I'm just going to try to go in with a stress-free and enjoy the sports. But I do like that bet for you, T.
I like Alex Caruso over 8.5 points, too. I like it. T, I think you're going to have a good night tonight, man. You need a great night. I don't know if you're going to get that, but I think you do get a good night. Astros are under weather delay. Supposed to first pitch at 5:40. It has been delayed. Again, Texas Tech College World Series, Women's Softball College World Series cranks up at 7, and you also got game 1 of the NBA Finals tonight. So until tomorrow, you got Texans All Access Live 6 to 7 p.m. right now with Mark Vandermeer and Johnny Harris. The voice, I don't know what you got going on. Oh, John McClain.
Sorry about that, bro. I do that to Ron.
John McClain is going to join them, and Area 45. Area 45 tonight, live 7 to 11 p.m. as well. Stay plugged into Sports Radio 610. We always got you covered, baby. Until tomorrow at 2, when the drive kicks back up. B. Scott, appreciate you. Have you a good time. T. Mill, glad you could make it today. Houston, we love you, baby.
Seemed impossible to fake when someone else instead of me.
Brandon Scott B. Skeezy is in, and that damn T. Mill, he's back, y'all. Real deal. T. Mill is in the building.
Hey, we start the show.
We start the show. 3 o'clock start on the drive today.
The drive is live.
Come on, man. Big shout out to Figgy Fig.
What is today even? Thursday?
Yeah. Yes.
That morning shift? Man, I do not envy those guys at all. But your day being over at 10 a.m., gotta say, man, I like that. I like that. But sleeping in is still way better. I'm sure as Tyler can attest, right? You feel me?
Damn, Skeezy.